This is Eli Gold, and it's good to be on the air in Tallahassee, home of the Tallahassee Tigers and 1300 WTLS, the Tallahassee Tigers Sports Station.
13 seconds remain in the ball game.
All right, Eli, we got to block it.
Got to block this one.
If you ever block one, you got to block this one.
This will be a 17-yard field goal attempt. In is Ray Taurasi, the senior from Pittsburgh. 13 seconds to go. The snap is hot. The spot is
listening to that highlight, I was just sitting here smiling. It was quite a day that afternoon at Beaver Stadium, and I'll tell you, I quite frankly didn't know if Bama would be able to block it. It was a chip shot field goal, but Thomas Ram, like you said, came up large, and it was quite an afternoon.
Those are the best calls when it's just so unexpected, because Alabama pretty much beaten right there, I thought, and you know, Joe Paterno probably could have handed it off one more time and scored, but he elected to go with a field goal try, and that's what happened.
Exactly, yeah. They had run the length of the field. Blair Thomas had taken the ball and play after play after play after play, had run the length of the field, and his knee hit it about the half-yard line on the preceding play. And I think that all contributed to the miss, because the kick was shorter than an extra point.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you snapped the extra point from the three. This one you were snapping from about the half-yard line, and the angle to the near hash mark was just so very sharp for Ray Taurasi to try and convert the kick. And it was just it was one of those days where, you know, there were 100,000 people there, 10,000 wearing crimson and white, 90,000 wearing blue and white, and then within a second, the whole stadium just went deathly quiet, except for the 10,000 Bama fans in the corner of the end zone. It was an amazing experience.
Jerry Duncan went wild there, didn't he?
He did, and what you don't know, and folks have heard the story since, I'm sure, but Jerry ended up losing his balance. He was jumping up and down, and it's a fairly small broadcast booth there, and Jerry lost his balance and fell backwards, ended up in my lap, and looked up and gave me the biggest kiss, which is something that, trust me, we can all do without. But nevertheless, it was quite a day. And then I flew from there. I had a private plane to take me to Martinsville, Virginia, to do the NASCAR race the next day. And it must have been 25, 30 times, if not more, flying from Penn State to Martinsville. I would just be sitting there in the airplane, and I'd go, "That was unbelievable."
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to anybody. It was just me, and I'm saying, "That's unbelievable." It was just, indeed, beyond belief that day.